Hi everyone, this is Orville Radio. I'm Raghav, here from my community service project. And today I'm going to talk about the top 10 greatest rappers of all time. Number 10, Kanye West. Starting in the early 2000s with production on hits for Jay-Z, Kanye West moved in front of the mic in 2003. Kanye has 24 Grammys and 10 number one albums. He became a torrent of beloved albums like Graduation, 808, and Heartbreak, and My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Kanye's quest as a fashionist and businessman, especially with his Yeezy empire, makes him one of the genre's most impactful pioneers. From his Slavery is a Choice in 2018, which began during troubling global rise in hate crimes against Jewish people. Kanye's fall from grace amid ongoing reported mental health issues has sadly been as monumental as his artistic output.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger way over town that digs on me. She give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars, girls, you gotta flock, I could tell by your charm.
Number 9. Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg was one of the founding fathers of West Coast and gangster rap. He started his career with his mentor Dr. Dre, the lanky Long Beach rapper, introduced his ultra-cool demeanor and laid-back flow as the guest on the former 1992 debut single Deep Cover. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre made the catchiest singles in hip-hop history. A serial entrepreneur and activist, Snoop Dogg brought his career full circle by purchasing his alma mater, Death Row Records, in 2022. Even if Snoop Dogg doesn't have any Grammys or number one albums, he's still featured to be one of the GOATs in hip-hop history.
Fucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know I'm hopping with the D.R.E.
Yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
So blaze the weed up then. Blaze that shit up, nigga. Yeah. Stop, Snoop.
Top dog, buy them all, nigga. Burn this shit up. DPGC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slipped my hoe with 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you're down with the sick. Take a bullet with some...
Drake. Drizzy Drake Rogers forecasted his superstar climb on the popular 2000s teenage show, Degrassi, The Next Generation. Since his 2009 breakthrough mixtape, Classic, So Far Gone. Drake's ability to swerve in and out of genres and mix of sugary and spiky bars made him an untouchable force. Anything he's graced with his Midas touch has been zapped into platinum and gold. Drake has 5 Grammys and 11 number one albums. Drake's virtuosic skill set has made him one of the most gifted and most accomplished artists to ever touch down in.
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crash.
listen to the 03, dawg. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, ayy, nope, ay. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Row, ayy, roll, ayy. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, ayy, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still.
Number 7. Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne opens his 2005 Deep Cut, Best Rapper Alive, foreshadowing the years to come. Wielding words like swords, Wayne is over of the most masterful lyricists of our time, delivering in boggling verses for the last quarter century. Lil Wayne has 5 Grammys and 5 number one albums. Lil Wayne's cultural, sonic, and lyrical influence will forever be embedded into the fabric of hip hop.
Don't hurt me, don't hurt me, no more.
Young Money, yeah. Throw dirt on me and grow a wildflower. But it's fuck the world, get a child louder. Yeah, my life a bitch, but you know nothing about her. Been to hell and back, I can show you vouchers. I'm rolling sweets, I'm smoking sour. Married to the game, but she broke her vows. That's why my bars are full of broken bottles. And my nightstands are full of open Bibles. I think about more than I forget. But I don't go around fire expecting not to sweat. And these niggas know I lay them down, make your bed. Bitches try to kick me while I'm down, I break your leg. Money outweighing problems on a triple beam. I'm sticking to the script, you niggas skipping scenes. Be good or be good at it. Fucking right, I got my gun, send me automatic. Yeah, put the dick in their mouth, so I guess it's fuck what they say. I'm high as a bitch, up, up in the way, man. I come down in a couple of days, okay? You want me up in the cage?
Number 6. The Notorious Big. The Notorious Big is the ultimate rap phenomenon. Starting in 1993, the Brooklyn, New York kingpin later signed with Diddy's Bad Boy Records. Building a reputation for delivering gritty tales in a laid-back style, accented by deep-toned tumbling vocals and a signature dark sense of humor. Biggie proved that a charismatic man could mix lyrical street rhymes with heart and humor, and permanent mainstream with style.
I like this.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit, because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the...
Number 5. Kendrick Lamar. The Compton native has become one of the music's most influential artists. His thought-provoking and sometimes controversial lyrics, fearless genre experimentation, and masterful flow. Lamar first gained local attention as teen rapper K-Dot through various mixtapes before releasing his first studio album on indie label Top Dog Entertainment, 2011 Section 80. Kendrick Lamar has 16 Grammys and one number one album. His enduring combination of lyrical prowess, classic albums, and envelope-pushing evolution continue to support the widely held consensus that he's the best rapper of his generation.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan where my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo babe tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie world with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good. Won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty. Won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down. We playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM funk. Piss out your per diem. You just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put little baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like the
cat. Number 4, Eminem. After coming up in freestyle rap battles, Eminem has continually wielded the mic as his weapon of choice. He destroyed anyone who comes in his path. With unapologetic, controversial lyrics and frequently hilarious bars and unparalleled rhyme schemes, he is relished playing the role of rap supervillain. Eminem started his career singing in Dr. Dre's productions. Eminem has 15 Grammys and 10 number one albums and one world record for fastest rap in a hit single with Godzilla, where he rapped 225 words in a 30-second segment. He even has an Oscar for his 2002 biographical film, 8 Mile, which describes real-life struggle to be accepted as a white rapper in hip-hop, a genre created and dominated by black people. But with his peerless technique, skills, larger-than-life personality, and classic albums, Slim Shady has rightfully earned his spot in the upper echelon of great rappers list.
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. He know he won't have it, he knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope, he knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. Lose his health in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better lose his health in the music, the moment. You own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a life.
Number 3, Nas. At this point, hip-hop purists know Nas Batu, greatness all too well. In 1991, Large Professor taught him an alley-oop on Main Source's Posse, cut live at barbecue. And Escobar delivered him a rim rocker of a performance. Nas has 1 Grammy and 6 number one albums. Nas has released 3 more projects and nabbed his first ever Grammy, proving his lyrical sword remains as sharp as ever.
Yours, the world is yours. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine, whose world is this?
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine, whose world is this?
The world is is yours, the world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine.
I sip the dumb peak, watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin, the whole of mic I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, the thief's play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the streets. Suede Tim's on my beats, makes my cypher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, I'm on tarot deep, I can't call it. The beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Number 2, Jay-Z. Jay-Z is a highly influential and successful rapper, songwriter, and entrepreneur. He emerged in the 90s hip-hop scene and quickly rose to prominence with his exceptional lyricism, storytelling, and charismatic flow. Releasing his debut album, Reasonable Doubt, in 1996, Jay-Z gained critical acclaim and solidified his position as one of the rap's greatest artists. Jay-Z has 24 Grammys and 14 number one albums. Jay-Z's profound impact on the music industry and his cultural influence have solidified his status as an iconic figure in contemporary music history.
It's Big Pimpin', baby. Thug 'em, fuck 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, 'cause I don't fucking need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good, but I don't fucking feed 'em. First time they fuss, I'm breezing. Talking about what's the reasons? I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe 'em. In the cut where I keep 'em, till I need a nut, till I need to be the guts. Then it's beep beep, and I'm picking 'em up. Let 'em play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger fists and cup. Divorce 'em and split it.
So now let's move on and see who's number one. Which is not that surprising. Number 1, Tupac. Poet, actor, activist, and rapper Tupac Amaru Shakur was the ultimate polymath in 1990s. Once tag-along member in Digital Underground, Pac's larger-than-life demeanor became too big to shelter. He knew of his outcomings, but he relied on his voice and motivational messaging to resonate and crack through the toughest gangsters. Tupac was more of a gangster who did music to describe his thug life. Tupac had 5 number one albums, but he was only 6 years in the hip-hop industry because of his death in a gang rival in 1996. Tupac's legacy continues to resonate today as much as any rapper. So we're gonna end the podcast by showing respect to Tupac, saying R.I.P. Hope you all enjoyed.
For your juice, steady rushing while we busting at your fools. You know the rules, Lil Caesar. Go ask your homie, I'll leave you. Cut your trick ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil Kim, don't conversate with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the street. You need a weave. I let them suckers know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride the night. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Mess with me and get your caps peeled. You know, grab your Glocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me? But your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Sucker, I hit him up.
Yeah, straight out on a bad boy king. You know how we do it. Yeah. All my real homeboys in New York keep thugging. All the rest of you busters die slow.
Get out the way, yo. Hussein Fado. You know Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the mat and let me hit him in his back. Frank White need to get spanked right for setting traps. Little accident murderer, and I ain't.
This is Orville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.